כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
Brought to you by the Torah Way in Northwest London, Thursday, 7th of October, 1st of Cheshvan, Rabbi Moshe Zulzbacher, Halachas of Clearing Up on Shabbos, this week's Shurim is sponsored Lid Nishmas, Moras Chai Rezel Bas, Mechor Ola Shalom, Rabbi Lezer Ben Chaim Yisrael Zafron Lebroch, and Rabbi Chaim Yisrael Ben Rabbi Yaakov Zafron Lebroch.
Good morning, Good Chodesh. This is a period of the year where lots of Simchas are caught up. We have lots of bar mitzvahs this week because the backlog of the Simcha period. So we have lots of Kiddushim this week. Now, a problem that arises in lots of Kiddushim after the Kiddush is finished, and a problem that arises at home, is something we like to discuss today. It's clearing up from the Kiddush, clearing up from the table, clearing up spillages on the floor of Paris, or we'll see maybe even sweet or other types of even toys, maybe name tags that fall on the floor. Maybe there's a problem. Well, through the discussion, we will hope to clarify what one can and can't do when something falls on the floor on Shabbos or after the meal, even from the table, maybe there's a problem. And really, there's two issues that we have to discuss. One issue is quite straightforward to deal with. The other one is more problematic, as we will see. The issue that we have clearing up something on Shabbos is the melacha of ma'amah. Melacha ma'amah in the field, they used to, after the kitzah and all the produce was on the ground, they had to go around and gather those produce and place it into a basket or a box. And that was the melacha d'oraisa of ma'amah. Now, one could maybe suggest that there would be a problem when something falls on the ground after a kiddush or on Shabbos. Something's on the ground, you want to gather it up, there might be a problem of ma'amah, the melacha d'oraisa of ma'amah. So that's the first problem we have to deal with. Now, like I said, that problem is not so difficult to deal with. Because Mechaba in Simon Shin Mem, Sif Yud, says very clearly, sorry, Sif Tes, says, V'chein ofer lekabit kol dovo mimokoim gidule. The problem of Ma'ana, the Melacha d'Oraisa of Ma'ana, is only applicable in its mokoim gidule, in the field where the produce grew. After you cut that produce, it's in its mokrim giduloi, there would be a problem to gather the produce. But if after it's been brought into your house or your chotzer or somewhere, even in a field where it didn't grow in that field, there would be no problem to gather the produce. Now, there are Rishonim who do hold that there is a problem of the melacha d'oraisa of ma'amah, even if it's not in its mokum gedulei. But like it's quite clear in the Shulchan Aruch, we do not pass them like those Rishonim, and most Rishonim take on that the issa of ma'amah is only in a mokum gedulei. So that problem number one is quite easily solvable. The other problem, which is more intricate, is the problem of uvdin d'chot. There's an issa of uvdin d'chot. The Simon early on, Simon Shin Lamatei, where there, we'll see, it's quite clear there's a problem of gathering things that fall on Shabbos. Simon Shin Lamatei, Sif. Hey, Nispazru Loi Peiris Bechotza, if one's fruit has fallen out of its container and it's spread across the chotza, Echod Heino Ve'echod Heino, some here, some there. Melakit ma'at ma'at v'oichel. One's not allowed to gather them all together and then take them into the box and put it into your house. One has to go around and eat each one individually. One's not allowed to gather them. Melakit ma'at v'at, which really means oichel. You're not allowed to gather them all together in one container. One has to go one by one and go and eat them. One's not allowed to gather them. V'lo yitein esoy chassal. One's not allowed to put it in a sal, a basket, or a box. But in Noflu B'mokan Echod, if it's not spread out, then the Mechabas will see what the Makor for this halach is. But if it doesn't spread out, just fell in one place, then there's no problem of gathering it, even putting it into your box and basket. The only problem is when it's spread out. So nowadays, in a Kiddush, after the Kiddush, we've got Peiros and food spread out all over the table, and maybe even some on the floor. Perhaps there's a problem to go around after the Kiddush, or even in your house, when things are spread out and you want to clear up the table, or something's falling on the floor. Maybe there's a problem of this Mechaber, which is a Mechaber of Uvdin D'chol. It's an Issa of Uvdin D'chol, as we'll see in more detail, what exactly the Issa is. Right. Right, there's exactly the same, maybe the problem that we're suggesting will extend not only to food, even plates or garments on the floor or toys that fell out of the box and you want to clear it up. Maybe there's an Issa of Issa Drabonim, but an Issa nevertheless, to gather these things up. And we'll be explain the Tzodim as we go along.
You got the boiler.
Oh, the boiler is a separate problem, which definitely is a problem. But that we're not dealing with today. Yes, whatever, if it is allowed to gather them, one has to be make sure afterwards when I'm putting it away, that I'm sorting all the problems of boiler as well. But yes, there are problems of boiler that can arise, and that's not going to be by earth, and that's definitely going to be by toys and So, but yeah, it's not the scope of discussion today, boiler, but the problem is the initial gathering. Now, the first words of Shulchan Aruch, which might lend itself to a heter in our cases, is Nispazu lo peiros b'chotzo. Shulchan Aruch seems to say, and it's coming from the Gemara, this lashon, that the issa of gathering, this uvdin d'choil of gathering, applies only in a chotzo. Whereas in a hall, or Beit HaMedrash, or your house, there would be no issa. So sort of, you don't have to worry about this issa, because many of us don't have Katsiras where we're in the spaz of Paris in them. So we're dealing with a shul or a hall or a house. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be very clear that the Issa only applies in a chotzer. But we'll see that Kamat Mefurush, that the Issa applies into a bias as well. There are those that want to be Medayik, this Loshon of Shulchan Aruch b'chotzer, and they actually add on another Diuk. It also seems to imply that the Issa only applies in a chotzer. And the Dik is from Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Mem, which we just mentioned. But there the Mishnah Brura, the Mechaber says that the Issa is only in its Mokim Geduloi, the Issa Ma'amah this is. The Issa Ma'amah Deiraisa, the Malach Deiraisa Ma'amah only applies in its Mokim Geduloi. So there, the Mishnah Brura has a question. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say Osa lekabit kol dovo mimokin gedulo? If we're talking about an Issa deraisa, then the Shulchan Aruch should have said chayiv. Or loshon Osa seems to be implying it's only an Issa derabbanan. So the Mishnah Brura says, I'll read you out his loshon. Behind the nokat hamachaber beloshen osa. Why did he only say osa? Lahoyres long. Deshaloy b'mokim geduloy. He wants to tell you that if it's not in its mokim geduloy, to go in shenispazru peiros gabayis, afilu isura nami leka. He wants to tell you that this issa osa lekabit kol dovo mimokim geduloy. The reason why he says osa is to tell me that if it's not its mokim geduloy, then there's not even going to be an issa. And what's his case? If it's nispazru, if the pay is spread out in the house, but bayis and afilu is surin nami leko kishnis kabson yachad. And that's the diuk which I still brought down to be medayik from this Mishnah Brura, that chotzer, when the Shulchan Aruch says the issa drabonon of uvdin d'chol to gather, is only applicable in a chotzer. As Mishnah Brura says, in a bayis, there's not even going to be an issa. Not only is there not going to be an issa deraisa of ma'ama, there's not even going to be an issa derabono. But the Chai Odom says clearly, doesn't even make any issues, he just says the issa derabono is an achotza oibai. And as we'll see, L'cha'ira, this Mishnah Berurah where he says that there's an Issa, there's no Issa, even the Rabbonon in a bias, L'cha'ira, well, he doesn't mean to say there's no Issa at all. I'll just figure out the deal. What he means to say is that ancient men, we're talking about the Issa D'Oraisa of Ma'am. To which the Mishnah Berurah says there's no Issa D'Oraisa in a bias or a chotza, because it's not its mokum gedula. But there's only an Issa D'Oraisa in its mokum gedula. But if it's not in its mokum gedula, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no Issa. I.e., there's no Issa D'Rabbonon of Ma'ama. That's what the Mishnah Berurah means to say. There's no D'Oraisa D'ka Issa, and there's not even a D'Rabbonon D'ka Issa. But if you read the Mishnah Berurah, he says very clearly, the ayin le'el simen shin lamatei. What he means to add in is that there's no issa de rabbonon of ma'ama, but look before in simen shin lamatei, where there I've spoken out very clearly that there's an issa de rabbonon of uvdin dechot. That's what all the Mishnah Berurah says, there's no issa in a bias, is telling me that there's no issa de rabbonon of ma'ama. There's no deraisa problem of ma'ama, and there's no derabonon problem of ma'ama. Sometimes there's a derabonon melocha, not a deraisa melocha, but a derabonon melocha. That's the Mishnah Berurah, there's no derabonon melocha in a bias, because it's not its mokum gedula. Therefore, even derabonon is no problem. But that's not going to answer my other problem of uvdin dechot. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, ayin la'el sin shin lamatei, where there it says very clearly that there's an issa derabonon to gather things, even if they're not in its mokum gedula. Just like a chotzer is not its mokum gedula, so too in a bias, there'll be an issa to gather. So that is quite clear, l'chaira, that there's an issa, this problem that we've mentioned of gathering things would be a problem even in a bias. And in truth, this is a mefurusha Eliyahu Rabbah. The Eliyahu Rabbah, he says, he asks a question, on Simchas Torah, there's a minag, there's taxes amongst the Hasidim, that they throw apples on the floor, apples with pears, in a Beis HaKnesses, like here, they're throwing apples, and the children go around with their bags, with their baskets, and they gather the apples, and they put it in their basket. Says the Eliyahu Rabbah, how can they do that? This is a Mefurash Shulchan Aruch, which we just mentioned. There's an Issa of gathering, an Issa de Rabbonon of Uvdin Dechot. How on Simchas Torah, says the Eliyahu Rabbah, can children gather the pears and put it in their basket? To which the Eliyahu Rabbah says that there's a heter shum simcha. Shum simchas yom tov, there's a heter. Might see maybe what the makor for this heter is, but says the Eliyahu Rabbah, shum simcha of Simchas Torah, simcha shal Torah, hazal wa masa, this is a drabonon of gathering pears into the basket. Now, a Beis HaKnesses is a bias. If we're going to suggest that there's no issa, b'chlal, in a bias to gather things, then what's the Eliyahu Rabbah's problem? How can they gather? We're talking about Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses is a bias. It's clear from the Eliyahu Rabbah that there's a problem, even in a bias, to gather our koponim peiros, even in a bias. And we'll see maybe even from the Rishonim, we see this is clear in the Rishonim that there's an issa d'rabbonon uvdin dechol to gather. Now, we mentioned that the problem is gathering, and we've basically come to the conclusion that there's an issa gathering peiros al koponim in a house. But if you look, carry on in the Shulchan Aruch, he carries on. He says, the lo yitein, where's the issa? Gathering it and placing it into a sal, the lo yitein hakupa. You can't put it in a basket, or you can't put it into a box. So maybe that's another way out of the problem. If you're clearing up from the kiddush or your Friday night meal, I can gather all the food together, but I just won't put it into a basket or a kupa. Maybe I can just put it into a bag or place it in the corner somewhere in the kitchen, out of the way. Maybe there wouldn't be an issa, because the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'lo yitein l'soy chasal v'lo soy chakupa." Sorry. If it's a drabonon, then I don't see a heter of asking a goat to do an issa drabonon. It's a drabonon, clear up. If there's an, that's what we discussed. Is there an Issa Drabonon? If there is an Issa Drabonon, then the Chayra, there should be an Issa Kalagoy to do it. That's a Hetas and Muksa. Would it?
If you drop on them, then
you've
got to drop on
them. To ask a Goy. Yeah. Right. To ask a Goy, he's some asking, some, I need the place. So we'll see that is one such, there is a heter, if I need it, if I'm not, you will see in a minute, such a heter brought down. So what we're suggesting is that there's no issa, as long as I, the only issa applies is if I put it in a sal or kupa. If I'm not putting it in a sal or kupa, maybe from the loshon of Shulchan Aruch, it would be mashma, that I would be allowed to. And we have to see, we have to go through a bit in the makor for this halacha, and we'll see that it's a big, big machlokes this, between the Beis Yosef and the Vilna Gaon. So we have to see just as a two-line Gemara what the makor for this Shulchan Aruch is. So Gemara and Shabbos, as you would expect. And the Gemara says like this, in Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Tono Rabbonon, Nispazur Loi Peiros B'chotza, Melaket Aliad Aliad V'Oichel. One is not allowed to gather them, you have to go one by one and eating them along the way, because you can't gather them together. Avaloi L'Techa Sal, Avaloi L'Techa Kupa. One is not allowed to put it into the basket or a box. Why? Shelo Yase Keter Shu Oisa B'chot. You're not allowed to do it in the way that you do it in the weekday. This is the Issa L'Choyra of Uvdin D'Choy. That's the Gemara. The Rishonim on this Gemara asked a very, very strong question. The Rishonim asked that the Gemara a couple of blocks before, this is in Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is dealing with a Mishnah, where the Mishnah tells you, you can carry a keli which has a stone inside. Now, a stone is muksa. You're not allowed to carry muksa. Says the Gemara, how can you carry this keli which has a stone inside on Shabbos? It's a bosses for a dover also. The muksa and the keli is a bosses. Now you can't move that bosses. Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about that before Shabbos they had a stone in this keli and it also had payers. And the payers is worth more than the stone. Therefore, it is a bosses the dover ha muta. And also, you're allowed to take a bosser which is for dover muta and also, if the dover heter is worth more. So it's considered, for all intents and purposes, it's called a bosser ledover hamuta. Says the Gemara, but still, there's a new problem. I'm carrying the stone, which is muta, kla'achayad. Forget the problem of bosses. How can I move the keli, even though it's got payers in and it's not a bosser, but I'm indirectly moving the stone. Says the Gemara, so what should I do? The Gemara says, I'll tell you what to do. Tip out the keli, let the payers flow out with the stone, and then gather the payers and put it back into the pot, into the keli. And the Gemara says, no, we're talking about payers which can't be tipped out. They're like strawberries, they'll get ruined. But Al Kaponim, in fact, the Rishonim, all the Rishonim on the Sugga, they ask, how can the Gemara suggest that I can tip out the keli and all the payers will roll away, including the stone, and then what? Gather the payers and put it into my keli. There's a problem in Kuf Mem Gimel, which we just mentioned, of Uvdin D'Chol. You're not allowed to gather payers and put it into a basket. So the teretz which we passed in Shulchan Aruch, which is the one we're going to focus on, the other we're showing to discuss what type of keli it is. Maybe there's a difference in the type of keli. Maybe it's a different type of fruit, which are also. But the Rabbeinu Yonah gives this answer, which we saw already in Shulchan Aruch, that there's a difference when the payers are spread out and when they fall in one place. This issa, like we mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, nispazul payers b'chotza. Echot heino, the echot heino. If the payers are spread out across a large area, then there's an issa to go around gathering them and placing into your box. But, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gemara before, where the Gemara suggests that you tip out and then you regather, is talking about where it's in one mocking. Obviously not physically one mocking, it doesn't pile up, but it's in one area, and there's not going to be a problem of uvdin d'chot. What's the understanding behind this? So the Achronim speak out that the understanding is that the Issa of Uvdin D'Chol here, which we're discussing, is called doima to ma'ana. Uvdin d'choil is, there's many types of uvdin d'choil, but one of the types of uvdin d'choil is when you do something which is doima to a malacha. It's not a malacha, it's doima to a malacha. So here, it's not ma'ana, like we said, because it's not in its mokim gedulah. But it's an act which is doima to ma'ana, to gathering. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, if so, that's only when it's spread out, just like it is in the field. When I've done my katsirans all over the field, all my produce is spread out, then I go around to each one and I gather it and I place it into my box. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, therefore the Issa d'Rabbonon of Uvdin d'Choil, of doing something which is doima to ma'ana, is only when it is spread out. But if it's in one place, but that's not at all similar to ma'ana, it doesn't have any characteristics of the malach of ma'ana, because you're not gathering it in from a large spread out area, there's no issa. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah answers the Gemara, and we saw in Shulchan Aruch, that's how he passed him. Nispazdu lo'i peiros b'chotza, echod heino v'echod heino. Then you cannot be malakated. You have to eat it. You can't put it into your salvatore hakupo. But if it's in one place, b'noflu b'mokem echod, if it's not in spread out, it's one place, then you can do what you want. You can put it in your basket, you can put it in your kupo. There's no problem of uvdin d'chol, which is very clear. If you look at Be'ah Gola, he'll tell you that the makor for this Shulchan Aruch is Rabbeinu Yonah in the Gemara and Shabbos. Because the Gemara there, where we tip out the paler, is not with the stone, it's all in one place. It's not spazer across a large area. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah said, yeah? That is Rabbeinu Yonah. All we're showing them have to somehow get to an akimta.
I don't understand the problem with Shabbos. You only need one paler. You don't need a whole box or
right.
So when you spill out the oven with the peri, you only need one.
If you also want, you want the peri.
It's more kosher than the oven.
Correct. If you're handling halachic.
Yeah. So who says you've got 20 things?
The Gemara says. Gemara says how can I have the peri? Where is it? Peri. Peiros, Maleo Peiros.
Maleo
Peiros. You're right. Halakhically, I wouldn't need it, but since I want the Peiros, so obviously what I'm going to do is gather them all. Yeah. That is how Rabbeinu Yonah answers the question. Says the Beis Yosef, and this is the opinion most Rishonim take on when they understand the Rabbeinu Yonah, is that if there is a problem of Uvdin d'Chol, and the problem is that it's doima to ma'ana, so how am I going to get rid of that problem? I've got to eat it. I can't gather. My problem is the gathering. So how do I get out of the problem? By not gathering. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskin, melaket ma'at v'oichol. When there is a problem of these pears spread out over a large space and I can't gather them, so the only way out of it is to go around one by one and eating them. That is the ritual of ma'aloch, that is. Toysa's land has the Beit Yosef clearly speaks out like that he's got no chiyuv. The only way out of my problem here, my predicament, is to stop gathering and going up to them and eating them one by one. The Vilna Gaon, however, That is the Vilna Gaon's mahalach in Rabbeinu Yonah, that since the only problem is the gathering, so the only way out of the problem is stopping the gathering. That is the Vilna Gaon, very posh the Mahalach, and he's Madaik in the Shulchan Aruch. Melakim ma'at ma'at v'oichel. The other Rishonim, on the other hand, the Beis Yosef, the Tosfos, the Ritva, they say, there's no problem, you don't need to eat it. I can gather them. Even if there's a problem of moving the chol to gather things over a large space of large area, I can get out of the problem even while still maintaining gathering. I can still gather them. How so? Says the Rishonim, they all speak out. But the only problem here is a maisa choy. The problem is, as the Shulchan Aruch says, to put it into a basket or a kupa, which is the derech to do it in choy. But the moment I change the way I do it on choy, and I go in my field, I don't place the produce in my coat pocket or in my hands. I don't go around carrying it. I place it into a basket or a kupa. That is my problem. So the moment I don't do that, I do it in a weird way, not the way that you do it in Chol, says the Rishonim, there wouldn't be no problem. I don't have to go around eating them, I can gather them. The only problem is placing it into a sal v'soich hakupa. So just don't put it into a sal and don't put it into a kupa. This is the Machloikas Vilna Gaon, and we're calling the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef is the one that malakit, all the Rishonim, under one roof. But the Vilna Gaon learned, no, the problem is the gathering, the way to stop that problem is to eat it. Don't gather it. It won't help you to gather it in an unusual way. Says all the Rishonim, no. Beis Yosef says that since the problem is the Maisa Choyl, doing it in the Derech that you do it in Choyl, then just don't do it in the way you do it in Chol, and place it into your pocket or into a bag or in something which is not the way you do it in Chol. So coming back to our original question, we can answer very, very, very easily. We have a problem. If there is a problem in my house or in a kiddush to gather up the leftover payers, then maybe there'll be a problem only in a salva loyza tocha kupa. And maybe if I just gather it and put it into the corner of the room, or I place it in the kitchen out of the way, if I don't put it into a kupa or a sal, maybe it'll be mutter. We see now, that is a very black and white machloikas Beis Yosef and gone. According to the Beis Yosef, yes. As long as I'm not doing it in the way you do it in Chol, then there'll be no problem. You can gather all the payers off the table, place it in a bag, or place it in the corner of the room, and you would have no problem. But according to the Gaon, the problem is intrinsic. It's a problem of gathering. That is the yisod of the problem. Once the problem is gathering, I can't just go around and put it in a weird way. I'm still gathering. If I'm still gathering, then there's going to be a problem according to the Gaon. Oh, now we come to the problem. Is this just payers, or is it, like we said, plates maybe, or toys? Yeah, cake. So here we have according to all these opinions, Sai the Beis Yosef and Sai the Gaon, the problem is the Uvdin Bechoy, which is Doma to Ma'am. Either the act of gathering things and putting it wherever you put it, according to the Gaon, as long as you're gathering, you'll have a problem. Or according to the Beis Yosef, gathering it and putting it into a dustbin or a box. That is your problem. But ultimately, the problem is the gathering. But it's only a gathering which is doima to ma'ama. So that gets rid of 90% of our problem. It's only going to be a problem when it's payers. It's only going to be a problem when it's plates, when it's garment, toys. You're going to have no problem because even if you're gathering, you're not doing something which is doima to ma'ama. The yesod of this issa is a maisa which is doima to ma'ama. If you're not doing anything which is doima to ma'ama, you're going to have no problem. And that is basically how we paskin. We paskin, we won't find anywhere out all the liquid forum which I've seen, no one will mention that there's an issa to gather washing off a table, books from your kid's room, or toys, or anything which is not a gedule karaka, because the issa is the gedule karaka. And therefore, you'll have no problem. What about payers itself? Payers itself, which could be a problem. So then there's two heteri. One, I saw in the Ayel Mushulash, he says that if it's on a table, no problem. If something's on a table, it's also not doima to ma'ama. It's only when it's on the floor. It's on the floor and you're going around gathering it, then you're going to have no problem of uvdin d'chol, because it's not doima to ma'ama. When it's on the floor, this is a very, very useful heter to know. When it's on the floor, where it's payless, on the floor, which seems to be the problem, in a bias even, you're going to have a problem of gathering it. So here there's another heter, and it's a very, very yisodic heter, and it's based on the Eliyahu Rabbah. If I'm clearing my payless, then there's no problem of uvdin d'chol. All I'm doing is clearing my room. The problem is when I want my payless, I'm gathering my payers or scatter over it, I want to keep them. So then there's a problem to go around and take my payers off the floor, I'll go upon them, and there'll be a problem of uvdin d'chol. But the moment I'm not gathering it for the payers' sake, I want to have a nice clean house after my Shabbos meal, then there's no problem b'chlal of uvdin d'chol. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So that is the hefet, because you're not doing it for the sake of the herring. You've got my herring. I'm going to lose all my herring. I'm going to lose all my apples or my food platter, which is scattered all over the Beit Medrash. I'm doing it because I want to have a nice clean Beit Medrash for mincha this afternoon. But then it's a chayra, one of the big helps for this issa, which potentially could happen every Shabbos, is to rely on this effort that there's no issa when I'm just doing it to clear up. The only issa applies when I'm doing it to salvage the food which is on the table.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechake lecha bekol halashon 03-617-1111